King of endless glory. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. Lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come to lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. And from the nether world, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off, with Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water to cool my tongue, for I'm suffering torment in these flames.'" Abraham replied, "My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established, to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours, or your side to ours.' The rich man said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to him, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded should someone rise from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Readings today stress that there are two ways we can live. There's a big choice. Cursed is the man, Jeremiah tells us, who trusts in human beings, who seeks his strength in the flesh, whose heart turns away from the Lord. It's like a barren bush. On the other hand, blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. He's like a tree planted beside the waters that stretches out its roots to the stream. It fears not the heat when it comes. Its leaves stay green. It shows no distress in drought, and on we go. And that same lesson was stressed in the psalm. Blessed is the one who walks in the way of the Lord versus the one who walks in the way of sinners. The first, the one who trusts in the Lord, is like a tree planted near running water that always bears fruit. But the one who doesn't trust in the Lord is like chaff that the wind drives away. We're now living at a time in which we have a chance to trust in God and in his providence, or to freak out with panic and hysteria. It's a time where Christians have to lead. One of the things that's occurring, and we can have different opinions and different reactions, but one of the things that's occurring is people who don't really trust that God has everything in his control try to seize control, because they don't know any other way to do it. And for us, this is a time where God's going to give us advanced placement training in the school of trust. And we likewise need to help those whose trust in God is weak. In the readings today, especially the Gospel, there's a contrast between one who lives trusting in the Lord and one who lives for this world. And it's a stark contrast that goes into the contrast between heaven and hell. It's a rich man who feasted sumptuously three times a day. You got to understand the context. The ancient Jews would have one big meal a week. Even the people who were pretty well off, one big meal with meat a week. It was on the Sabbath. This man was sumptuously feasting three times a day. But he didn't even notice that there was a man starving with probably leprous sores, being licked by dogs at his gate. First one lived for this world. Lazarus trusted in the Lord. And then we see what happens when both die. Lazarus goes to the bosom of Abraham, an image of heaven, where Abraham, our father in faith, dwells with God. The rich man goes to a place of torment where he's overheating and just begging for a drop of water on his tongue. Why did the rich man in this parable go to hell? It wasn't because he had done anything evil. He just didn't do good when it was thrown in his face. He just didn't do good. He didn't send an animal to attack Lazarus at his gate. But when Lazarus was starving and he was picking out three times a day, he couldn't even give Lazarus crumbs. How'd that happen? It didn't happen because the man was cruel. It happened because the man's heart was hardened. He had focused so much on himself that he didn't really even notice much Lazarus' presence, even though he knew his name. Jesus said in the gospel that we have to make a choice, this way of fruitfulness versus this way of being chaff and lava, is between those who serve God versus those who serve mammon. Either serve the Lord in his kingdom, his will, his name, or serve this world. And once we begin to serve this world, we can't serve God anymore. Our spiritual life becomes sclerotic. It hardens and it dies. And that's what had occurred in this man. What do we learn from it? We learn first the importance of what we would call sins of omission. They're real sins. But God doesn't want to leave us there. God constantly sends us people in order to help us become good Samaritans. 3 years ago for Lent, Pope Francis wrote his Lenten message on this gospel. And he said one of the things we can draw for it is God always places people around us who force us to cross the road. He doesn't make it hard. In fact, it's easy. For those of us who live in New York, pathetically easy. Because we've got so many people in need all around. Are a few of them gone people? Yes. Most of them are in serious need. How do we respond to them? Do we ignore them? It was interesting when I was riding the subway up tonight, because it was a little bit late. I was in the subway car, and one of these women got on who was telling a really gut-wrenching story about her family need and everything else. You can never totally know if the person's an Academy Award-winning actress or if she's telling the truth. We let God figure that one out. But I noticed nobody was helping this woman. And I never do it this way. But today I decided to do something different, especially as we're getting close to massive changes in the way we're going to go about our daily life for the next month. In my clerics, I walked straight across the entire car and I gave her 10 or 11 bucks, whatever I had, in my little shuttle pocket. And she got down on her knees and she started crying. Then, thanks be to God, other people got out of their seat finally when they saw how a Christian behaves. They're all around us. They're all around us. In these upcoming days, we're going to have plenty of opportunity for charity. And we're going to have those who live in the way of the world saying, don't leave your house. Don't walk out on the street. Don't do charity when people are in need. This is going to be a time for Christians to shine. Doesn't mean we're stupid. Doesn't mean we're passing fluids with people as we go to care for them. But it's going to be a time in which our charity has got to become the bigger story. When so many people are going to be fearful. We remember what St. Paul says, perfect love casts out fear. At the very end of today's gospel, Lazarus begs Abraham to return from the dead and warn his brothers. if Lazarus were to go from the dead and warn his brothers would get the message. And Abraham says, let them trust Moses and the prophets. No, Father Abraham. Because he knew his brothers were ignoring the word of God just as much as he was ignoring the word of God. In fact, we have had someone come back from the dead to emphasize the truth that he was saying. And that risen one calls us to risk our lives and to give our lives in order to help others. Love one another just as I have loved you. That man risen from the dead comes here in order to dwell within us. Let us ask him to strengthen us so that we might be ever attentive to those who are in need. Give ourselves as alms so that together we might come with Abraham and with Lazarus to that kingdom where Jesus says, all those who care for him in the disguise of those who are hungry or thirsty or poor or naked or a stranger or imprisoned or sick will receive an eternal inheritance. Praise be Jesus Christ. Amen.